Wake Up Tri-Counties, live from our Yem Auto Group studios. I'm Sean Kernan, and joining us live in the studio is Dr. Chris Sullins with Kewaunee Schools. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Thanks for having me on this morning. Great weather today. Thank you very much for ordering that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Let's talk about last night's meeting.
Well, last night's meeting, we had our lead auditor, Russ Rumbold from Gorins & Associates. They've been auditors of the Kewaunee School District probably since the late 1960s, out of Peoria. They're a wonderful firm. They actually audited over 125, 130 school districts, special ed co-ops, vocational co-ops throughout the state of Illinois. Most of them are around the Peoria area. As a matter of fact, I think they cover every single school district within Henry County. They just do a wonderful job. And Russ comes and does a presentation. And, you know, one of the things that he talks about is, you know, basically, how are we doing? So I'll point to the good news is that, you know, the state does have what they call financial recognition status. And it's a scale from, I guess, technically zero or 0.01 to four. Four being perfect, and we ended up with financial recognition of 3.9. And the only reason why we weren't a four is because we have some long-term debt out there. So from my perspective, that's excellent. If you don't have any debt out there, that means you're probably not building anything, you're not working on projects, trying to improve your facilities. And that's the purpose of like the countywide sales tax is go out there and take on that debt. So we were very pleased with that. It's kind of interesting because when you talk about how much money in the what they call the operating funds, which is the educational fund, the building fund, and transportation fund, and then what they call the working cash. But the big three, as we call them, you know, the operating revenues for their total almost $22 million. And that's an incredible amount of money just in those three funds. And so people are probably saying at home, wow, no wonder my taxes are so high. Well, that's not true. The most of our money, it's 58% of it, comes from the state in what's known as, used to be general state aid, now is the evidence-based funding model that comes back to schools to help bring schools up to an equal playing field. So 58% of our revenue comes from that. Another 17% comes from federal sources, and another 8% comes from other state sources. So if you add all those up, 83% of our dollars, of that $22 million I just talked about, 83% of that is coming either from the state or federal government. Only 10% comes from local real estate taxes. And if you think about our real estate taxes, we're the third lowest real estate tax rate in not only Henry County, but in Bureau, Henry, and Stark counties. So we're very proud of that. So that's kind of always interesting. And then the next side of that equation goes, well, where's that money go? You know, do we just put it in the bank? Do we spend it on kids? And of course, our biggest driver of everything, we're in the people business, we're in the kid business. Every time you got kids, you got to have adults to supervise and educate those kids. So it becomes under what's known as salaries and benefits.
Right.
And so 63% of our expenses in those funds go for salaries and benefits. And then under what's called purchase services, another 14%. Well, out of that 14%, probably 10% of that money is actually money that goes to Henry Stark Special Ed that covers our cooperative programs that we have, that if we didn't have the co-op and paying for those services, we would pay for those locally. So if you really add 63%, another 10, at about 73% of our dollars, operating expenses, go towards salaries and benefits at the end of the day. And so we had a very good report. Again, we just we have a lot of hardworking people in my office do a great job throughout the year to manage the money, to track the money. And I'll be honest with you, the other aspect is in our community, and I know Mr. Kozlowski would say it too, he's on the radio before me, you know, we got some great bankers in Kewaunee. You know, we got some people that are presidents of our local banks that do an outstanding job, that work with Shane and myself, offer advice, to help us whenever they can, and they do a wonderful job. So we really appreciate those efforts of Kevin Yepsen at CSB, Chip Eastman at People's National Bank, just outstanding individuals that are really out there to help support the schools. And that's really, as a superintendent, how from my early days when I was at Neponset, Mr. Beneke at the Neponset Bank, you know, before it rolled into CSB, you know, he'd sit down with me and we'd go over the budget and things of that nature and just work together. And it's just a great educational process. And so we're fortunate to be in this community, have some great people, not only on our local school boards, but also at our local financial institutions as well as Union Federal as well, I left out. So we went through that process, and then, you know, obviously one of the big conversations is, and not that life evolves around football, but I will tell you that when you're an 8-0 football team, it's a lot better than being an 0-8 football team. And right. And the enthusiasm that comes with an 8-0 football team versus an 0-8 football team where you just, oh, let's get the season over, let's get the basketball, wrestling, let's get to the fall sports, you know. But it's exciting. You know, we had a home game that came down to the wire, and, you know, fortunate the someone upstairs was looking out for our football team, and we had we caused a fumble on a first down catch, which was then picked up by Jaden Little and ran in for a touchdown to really turn that game around. So that was very exciting. And at our game, it was a Saturday game. So instead of senior night, it was senior day. But we did have some local dignitaries that were at the game. I can't remember the last time I've seen a Major League Baseball player at the stadium, and that would be Colton Johnson, who is in the minor leagues with the Oakland A's. He was there with his father, Greg Johnson. Greg is a graduate of Cambridge High School. And standing right next to Greg, I had to do another double take, and I'm like, wait, is that Craig Anderson, the executive director of the IHSA? So Craig Anderson, I believe, is a 1987-88 graduate of Cambridge High School. He came home for the weekend to see some friends and relatives and came to our game. And then we're also understanding that Sam Knox from the IHSA was at the game as well, too. So it was nice to see, you know, the executive director. I can't remember the last time an executive director was at anything for Kewaunee Schools. But it was nice to see those three dignitaries at our school watching the game and enjoying the game. Obviously a great result.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that was a topic conversation that came up last night, we're still talking about football, is we end our season at Sterling Newman. Sterling Newman does not have a home facility, so they rent Sterling High School. So Sterling High School is a stadium that probably like a little bigger than Kewaunee High School, a turf field, so it's very, very nice, beautiful track around it. But Sterling Newman this year went to electronic tickets. So I know if you go to our website, at Kewaunee School's website, you can find a link there that will take you to Sterling Newman website that will allow you to have electronic tickets. We are working on that right now to see if there's any way we can utilize printed tickets, but we're, as of right now, it appears as if you have to go and download. It's almost like a rock concert, like Lollapalooza. You got to download your ticket electronically on your smartphone and then show your ticket, and then it gets scanned, and they let you in the game.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of places use that method because, excuse me, they don't have to worry about the money, taking money and having people collect money and pay them. It's just all electronic, so they save that cost. Or in the case of Sterling Newman, usually it's volunteers that are taking the money at the gate. So they save that money. All they lose is a few pennies probably on every ticket. They have to pay for the service of that website to do those electronic tickets. And it appears as if we would make it to the quarterfinals of the IHSA playoffs. I'm not projecting, but some way will. But whoever makes it to the quarterfinals, I don't want to jinx anything.
Yeah.
That's the way the IHSA is going to run the quarter, the semi, and the finals. We're hoping there can be a way at some point that the school could purchase tickets and then have them paper printed, and then we could hand them to someone could buy tickets from us before the game. Not sure if that's going to happen or not. I know that's very inconvenient for a lot of people who are not real tech savvy. Myself included, I get a little nervous when I get my plane tickets electronically. Like, okay, do I have them? Did I lose them? I always like them on paper. Yeah. I always have them on backup somewhere, in my bag ready to go.
Right.
But that's just the way, the world's turning and the world's going now electronic, and to make things faster is the goal. But again, we've had a great season this year. It's been a great run. In addition to being proud of the team, Coach Swanson and his staff, it's just our students. Our student body is just phenomenal. Our band gets out there and just knocks out of the park before every game, at halftime, at the end of the game. Our student section, our students are wonderful. Our cheerleaders get them fired up on the sidelines. It's just a great event. Palm girls do a great job. It's just fun to go to a game. And before that game started on Saturday, I went out to Baker Park and our FFA trap shooting team was competing. And that was very exciting as well, too, to be able to see. Mrs. Callahan, our FFA advisor, you know, has a trap shooting team going right now, where we have five on the varsity team and five on the fresh off JV team get to shoot. And they shoot the clay pigeons, you know, they get shot, they get thrown, so to speak, electronically, they get shot out there. And our kids just do a wonderful job. And that's really neat to see our FFA kids get involved in so many different activities. You know, a couple weeks ago, they were in soil judging. You know, for the last month and a half, about every third week, they've been doing trap shooting. And, of course, every Tuesday, they go out to practice out there.
Right.
So it's really neat. And, you know, you think, well, how many guys are on that team? Well, first off, it's not all guy team. It's a co-ed team. So on our varsity, we have Christian Lobel, who is our captain, Kayla Barnett, Ryan Kilstrom. But then we have two girls, Kara Briner and Mackenzie Carton. And those two girls, they're exciting to watch. You know, just like the boys, they're knocking those clay pigeons down just as well as the boys are. And that's really neat to see, you know, that Mrs. Callahan has both genders involved in that activity. And it's a great activity for those kids to be part of.
All right, we're just about out of time, but is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Just want to thank the community for their support during this football season that we have here. You know, it's just very exciting to come to a Key Wayne High School game. You know, how many people are going to come on a Saturday? Everybody's got something to do on a Saturday. And it kind of started off slow, and then that's because all the seniors are being introduced and their parents. And all of a sudden I look up, and the home side is just packed. It's absolutely packed, you know. And, you know, I guess probably some people besides watching the game want to come out and have a pork chop, because Joe Cervantes, our Key Wayne High School resource officer, has a dynamic crew that goes out there, and I think they're out there 3 hours before game time. They come out the night before, and they set up, and then they come back 3 hours before game time, before kickoff, to start getting the charcoals going, to get everything prepared. I mean, it's serious business with Joe and his crew, you know. He's got his brother involved and other people, and it's just neat to see. And I know we're not in the contest for the top pork chop in IHSA, but, you know, that's all people going on the computer and voting for you.
Yeah.
But if you want to vote, I made sure our executive director, Craig Anderson, had a pork chop before he left. And I guarantee you, he probably, I'm going to put words in his mouth, he probably thinks we're number one. So I hope so.
Wonderful. All right, Dr. Sullins, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it.